Welcome. You are listening to a teaching by Jeff Johns, the senior pastor at Whitehorse Christian Center. For more information, visit our website at whcc.net.
Good job. You can all be seated. Praise the Lord. You want to put that keyboard music on for me? The Lord is good. Now you're going to have to listen because I'm going to preach quick and we'll be done fast. Praise the Lord. Quick and fast is relevant. God moved quickly in Joseph's life, and he got out of prison in 13 years. Suddenly. Better grab the suddenly part. Come on now, turn that up for me here. Turn that up for me a little bit and get me dialed in here. Praise the Lord. How many of you think the Lord's asking you to do some challenging things right now? Raise your hand. Oh, awesome. That excites me to no end. Go ahead and tell somebody I'm ready to jump right off the boat in the water. I'm not afraid at all. Praise the Lord. Right, Brother Gary? Stand up for me a minute, brother. Are you happily married? You feel like you've gone to heaven and stayed alive? All you young men getting scared about getting married, hang around him a while. Oh, good job, young lady. Well, let's thank the Lord for he and his wife, Emily. That's a match made in heaven. You can go ahead and sit down, brother. I'm not going to give you a microphone. You'd preach till noon, and I'm going to try to be done by then. Oh, boy. Let's just practice. I'm not afraid. I'm not waiting anymore either. I'm going to obey God. All right. The title of this message is Heaven is Wonderful. Let's say together, Heaven's Wonderful. I'm not in any hurry to get there. I want to postpone that as long as I can. I'm not afraid of dying. Faced it several times. Praise the Lord. He took me right on through. Let's turn that down just a little, Shelby, and this microphone, that keyboard just a little bit. And how many of you know Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy? John 10, but Jesus said, I've come to give you what? Life. What kind of life? Abundant. I believe the Bible promises us that we can live 72 years, but it's a battle and you've got to walk it out by faith. So let's say again, I'm going to live 72 plus years. Praise the Lord. With quality of life. And we are in a battle, Ephesians chapter 6. We war not against flesh and blood, but we do war against different levels of demonic entities at four different levels. So let's say it together, I'm a warrior. Like you mean it, I'm a warrior. And let's say this too, I like a good fight. I don't pick them, I finish them. One more time, I don't pick them, I finish them. So when the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and you have a mountain in front of you, that is not your choice. You don't pick fights, you walk with God. But whatever stands in your way to accomplish what God wants you to do, you will gladly take it on and remove it. Praise the Lord. Say it again, I'm a mountain mover. Amen. Now John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3. Let not your heart be troubled. Underline that, some of you. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many what? Mansions. How many of you believe that? I believe it. If it were not so, I would have told you, I'd go to prepare a place for you. Now, I can't even imagine how wonderful heaven is. It's amazing. I've studied it. I've looked into it. It's hard to comprehend in your mind how wonderful heaven is because earth is phenomenal. Earth is phenomenal. Hello? The beauty all around this world is absolutely phenomenal. You know, the Bible teaches law comes out of 9 different steps. One, it comes out of nature. You can find God, even if you never had a Bible, never saw a human being, you could find God in nature and he'd reveal himself. And you find God less through the church. That's a message in itself. I enjoy the earth. I've been in a lot of places. I enjoy nature and seen, you know, mountains and deserts and prairies and woods and wilderness. And my, what God created is phenomenal. Let's say together, the earth is beautiful. You don't have to go very far to find beauty. You don't have to go very far to find beauty. I've been in extreme poverty conditions where people are starving to death and dying, diseased, crippled, you name it. I've been on some mission trips before, and the pastor, he said, "Now I want you to take some pictures and do a little slide presentation when y'all get back on a Sunday night." And I certainly don't mean this to be offensive in any way, but when I sat, I was supposed to go last, and I was kind of amazed at a lot of the pictures. Say this with me. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And in countries where there are no systems to help people in poverty, in disease, in trauma, no social service of any kind from their nation, a massive pile of garbage could draw maybe several thousand children and crippled people. The smell is almost more than a citizen in America could stand. Some places, before you get off the ship, you can smell it. Now, you could take a picture of that and show that, but if you look close enough, there were flowers in it. When you went in there, even in poverty, you could see smiles on little children's faces. You could see little white teeth just glowing. Say this with me. Earth is incredible. And heaven's just phenomenal. I was a counselor at a camp one time, my wife and I and another young lady from our church. And we were going to arrive late, be there for a week. So when we got there, they had the worst cabin of boys for me. They had a lot of problems out of these boys. They'd only been in camp a few hours, but I got there late, so I got to my cabin, and they were all there. And they were ornery little rascals. Now, mind you, that was training ground before I started pastoring. And I could tell I had my hands full. So I went out in the woods a ways, found me a likely place to have a devotion. And I put food in the bushes. I waited a little while, maybe half an hour. I said, "All right, boys, come with me." And we went on a night hike out in the woods where you couldn't see any lights or anything. And I said, "Sit down here." And I got a little lamp, little fire thing right there. And I said, "Now I want to teach you boys about hell." And about then, the coons and the possums were working their way through the bushes. I'm going to tell you, I had a repentant crowd receiving Jesus in 30 minutes. And those boys were so well behaved, the next morning at breakfast, those people, those leaders were coming to me and say, "How did you do that?" I said, "It's all God." Let's say it together. It's all God. All right, let's get back to topic. Heaven is wonderful. Let's say it together. Heaven is wonderful. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. How many of you believe he's doing that? If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And all church said, amen. Now, heaven is wonderful, but folks, I got news for you. There are things to be done here on earth. And I look forward to being with the Lord. I look forward to the Lord's return. In the meantime, we're to be winning the lost to Jesus, because this is a season of grace for all the nations to receive Christ and be born again. Can I hear an amen? But he is coming back, and we look forward to it. And he will descend to the Mount of Olives just like he ascended 2,000 years ago. There are things to be done here on earth that you will never be able to do again. And one of the beautiful things about faith is that when God imparts faith that comes from him into your life, Romans 10:17, it'll change your thinking. You'll begin to have the mind of Christ over that situation. Can I hear an amen? You'll start to see things different. You'll look at things different, including your own life. I believe the Holy Spirit wants to touch us with such a way, with an impartation of faith, that we would be established in faith and think different. And that we would even look at some of the situations in our life right now, instead of thinking, well, I wish this didn't happen. I wish this would go away. Man, I don't even want to deal with this. And change our mind. Praise the Lord. Come on, say it good. I look forward. Now, things that could only be done in the time that you have on earth. I often have told people and taught on it that, hold your hand out, the greatest thing you steward, the most valuable thing you steward is your time. We often think, well, I got to do a really good job of stewarding my money and then I'll be blessed. True, but time is more valuable than anything. And stewarding that is going to bring honor to the Lord. Can I hear an amen? So in heaven, you will never be able to live by faith. Bear with me a minute before you start arguing with me in your mind. In heaven, you will never be able to live by faith. In heaven, you will see what you believed in. And the definition of faith is God's going to do what God said he's going to do. And one day, after a long journey with quality of life and a lot of victory to the glory of God, we will go home and be with Jesus. And what we step into is what you have believed in based on God's word. I define faith as this. I believe God's going to do what God said he's going to do. I often walk around through the day saying to myself out loud, whoever can hear me, I believe the Bible. Say it good. I believe the Bible. I believe the Bible. And the Bible says, that's it for me. I believe the Bible and the Bible says. You might want to practice that. In heaven, you're going to see what you believed in, but you will never be able to stand in faith or choose to believe God in heaven. Now, earth is the place of faith. And you've heard me say, currency, come on somebody, of heaven is what? Faith. That's true. The currency of heaven is faith. Faith is a heavenly substance. Can I hear an amen? No scientist will ever be able to break down the substance of faith. It's a heavenly substance. And it comes from God. And Jesus, Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, is the author and the finisher of what? Faith. My faith. And all faith comes from him. It's a substance from him that causes desires that he puts in our heart to come to pass, to be manifested in our lives. And faith is to be used on earth. All right, say it together. Faith is to be used here on earth. Hebrews 11, verse 1, it says, now faith is. Say it together. Now faith is. Faith is for right now in your walk here on earth as you're on a journey from here, but your home is heaven. I'm a pilgrim. I'm in a journey here. I'm passing through the earth. I'm to be a light of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm to be a faithful steward. Hello? A servant to the Most High God. I walk by faith every day. Say again, I walk by faith every day and I enjoy it. I made a list of about 8 things here that you will only be able to do on earth, and there are more, and I challenge you to think about it. On earth, you're going to be able to choose to stand with God in the face of opposition, but only here on earth. You're going to get to make a choice to stand with God and face my opposition to his glory. Say it, to his glory. You see, in heaven, there'll be no opposition. On earth, you have an opportunity to repent. Ask God to help you change your mind and turn your heart toward God. And everybody said, amen. Number 3, you can bless God by turning down sin and saying no to it here on earth. There is no sin in heaven. So instead of getting all worried and anxious and fearful because you're being tempted with sin, you need to look at it and say, hey, I only have an opportunity for 72 plus years to say no to sin to give God glory. Instead of sweating this out and worrying and sending people 45 text messages, I get to stand up for God today. I get to say no to sin by his grace through faith. Hello? and stand in a place that has been provided for us through the cross and His blood and say, I am more than an overcomer in Christ Jesus. I am victorious. Come on, somebody. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. No, 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 1,000 times no. Praise the Lord. Oh, but this feels good. No, 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 1,000 times no. Praise the Lord. It's shiny. So's the glory, and I'll take that any day. Praise God. While you're here on earth, it's the only time you're going to have a chance to share salvation with the lost and bring light and bring people out of darkness. Can I hear an amen? This is the only chance you're going to have. Everybody in heaven saved. So quit putting off what can only be done today. Today is the day of salvation. Come on, let's say it together. Today's the day of salvation. I don't know what to say. Well, just say something like this. Hey, man, I've been praying for you. I'm half scared to death, but I just want you to know God loves you and He has a plan of eternal life just for you. Amen. All right. You can, while you're here on earth, this is the only time you're going to be able to help someone in need. Only time you're going to be able to serve somebody. Take someone a meal that can't prepare a meal. Help someone clean their house that can't clean their house. Help someone mow their yard that's not able to right now. This is the only time you're going to be able to help somebody, because in heaven, nobody's going to need any help. While you're here on earth, walking in grace and mercy and powered by faith, full of the Holy Spirit, more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus, you can stand with God when it costs you. You're only going to be able to do that here in heaven, because here on earth, because there's no cost in heaven. You're going to be able to make a sacrifice for the Lord while you're here on earth. There won't be any in heaven. Praise the Lord. Let's say together, praise the Lord. You know, men, before we got married, I don't know, maybe you like to go on an annual hunting trip. Maybe you enjoyed going bowling once a week. Maybe you like to golf twice a week. I don't know. Maybe you enjoyed going to, you know, a football game at the college every time they had a home game or something. And there's nothing wrong with any of that when it's in the right priority in our lives. However, you may find out, you know what, I think I'm like that bunny on Bam Bam. I think I've been Twitter-pated, and I'm thinking about getting married. I'm thinking about getting married. Praise the Lord. Say together, praise the Lord. You're fixing to have a priority adjustment. Oh, everything in my life's all right. I'm not living in sin. Didn't say you were. Didn't say you were. Your priority's about to change, though. Really? Yeah. How'd you enjoy last year's hunting trip? It was awesome. Can't wait to go again. Well, how do you like those golf clubs? I spent $3,000 on these clubs. I really enjoy them. I play twice a week. This is going to be interesting. All of you, if you got one of these on, say it together. This is going to be interesting. She has all kind of ideas walking down that aisle. And yours and hers aren't all necessarily parallel. Some of them don't even overlap. And then along comes some baby. Say it together, praise the Lord. Now say this with me. In the kingdom of God, here on earth, I get to make some sacrifices. Some personal sacrifices of what I like to do, when I want to do it, whenever I want to do it. Now say it with me. I'll gladly give that up. Come on. I'll gladly give that up. My wife's worth it. My kids are worth it. God's worth it. Come on, somebody. Gladly. Say it again. I'll gladly give it to you, Lord. I'll gladly give it to you. Listen, you give it to Him in joy, it'll come back around for a harvest in your life. You give it to God. You put God first, you make a sacrifice, and God will bring that thing back around to you and bless you many fold. Come on now. But say it, God, I only get to make those choices here. So instead of looking at your own life and saying, man, I need to give this up. Are you kidding me? I've done this all my life. Get into glory and just give it to God. You have other priorities right now, and He'll bless you later on. He'll come back around. Because there's nothing you can't give to God that He's asking of you that won't bless you more later on. I'd have rather spent time with my kids than any of the above. Golf, this, that, whatever. I never golfed, but well, I went once. My son golfed and we were on vacation. He said, Dad, let's go golfing. And I said, I don't know how to golf. And he said, I'll teach you. I said, okay, well, you give me the club and you show me what to do. And he took me someplace and they had a big lake out there. And he said, here, use this club, hit as hard as you can. And you're aiming for that green thing over there that's surrounded by water. I said, can I stuff it in my shotgun and shoot it? He said, no, you got to hit it with a club. I hit that ball and it went clear over top of that island, way out in the lake. And my son was rolling back here laughing at me. He said, that's the wrong club. Takes after his mother. Now, number 8, you can overcome and be victorious here on the earth to the glory of God. Yes. Come on, somebody, do a little shouting now. The place of victory is right here on earth. This is not a place of defeat. This is a place of victory. This is where you get to live it out and walk it out. And when this race is over, come on now, these opportunities will all be gone and a whole lot more. This is the only time you get to walk in faith now to see things come to pass to the glory of God. Life is exciting. I got a boatload of bills to pay. Praise the Lord. You won't have bills in heaven. Walk it out now and give God glory. Praise God. The older I get, when I get really old, I want to have a really fast car. And even then, that'll be the slowest mode of transportation where we're going. Hello? Man, you folks are you're a tough crowd today. Every moment you have is a precious gift. Every second you live, and you're not ever going to get to have it again. Now, Matthew chapter 17, let's turn our Bibles there. I'm going to try to finish in 11 minutes. Turn around and tell us what I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. 11 minutes. I want to read verse 1 through 8. Now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up to a high mountain, and they were there by themselves, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun. His remnant, his clothes, were white as light. He was in the glory. Can I hear an amen? Now we believe the Holy Spirit is going to shed a lot of light for all of us in what it means to be transformed, transfigured in the glory. And behold, there appeared unto him Moses and Elijah, and they were talking with him. And Peter began to talk, and he said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. And while he yet spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice out of the cloud, which said, this is my son, in whom I am well pleased. Now say it with me, hear him. Listen to him. In the glory, you need to listen. He's trying to teach them about unbelief, but they are not listening. He's trying to teach them how to be in the glory and go down into the valley in our walk with the Lord every day. Praise the Lord and walk by faith. Listen to him. Say it together, listen to him. And he's telling them, I'm going to die and I'm going to raise from the dead on the 3rd day. And they still were walking in unbelief even when he died on the cross, and they buried him in the tomb. And so did the women. But if they'd have believed him, they'd have all been there around that tomb, and they'd have been there saying, well, the 3rd day, nobody's ever seen this before, but he said it's going to happen. I believe it's going to happen. He's going to come out of that grave. I've never seen it before. I don't understand it. But I believe him. Everything he told me was true. He never lied to me. Everything he said he was going to do, he did. And he's coming out of that grave. Well, you get in unbelief, you'll be fussing and fighting and carrying on and arguing. Next time you feel like fussing and fighting and arguing, say this. Let's pray. Say it together. Let's pray. Next time you're bored and feeling grouchy and depressed, say it together. Let's pray. And say it like you mean it together. Say it together. Say it like you mean it. Verse 9, and as they came down from the mountain, as they came down from the mountain, as they came down from the mountain, as they came down from the mountain. Come on, underline it. Say it again. As they came down from the mountain, out of the glory. Let's build three. Peter, James, and John and I, we'll stay right here in the glory. We'll oversee this. Verse 14, when they came down, say it together, when they came down, when they came down, when they came down. When they got on down to earth, as it were, down in the valley is why we go into glory. Down in the valley is why we go into glory. We need to be at conferences. Hello? We need to get filled up the Holy Spirit. Say it again, be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's one thing to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. It's another thing to stay filled. Why do I need to stay filled? Because you're going back in the valley. That's where the cripples are. That's where the blind are. That's where the lame are. That's where the hopeless are. That's where people that are dying that want to live are. Yes. How long do you want to live? Oh, at least to see one grandchild. Hey, I want to live to see all kinds of grandchildren and great-grandchildren. I want to lay hands on great-great-grandchildren and prophesy over them. Let's look at our Bible real quick here. I want to walk through a few verses and we'll close here before too long. Got a lot going on today. However, don't be in a hurry to go because I want to pray with people. We want to pray for people today. You're sick, you're dying, you're fighting for your life. Come on up here in the line. The healer's in the house. Amen. Wherever we gather in his name, he's in the house. Come on, turn out this way. I got faith for that. 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 I'll pay for that. I'll take that responsibility. I'll give to that. I'll sow to that. I'll help here. I'll serve there. You're only going to have one church. One church. One opportunity. Hello? There is one church, but. Praise the Lord. Just go ahead and tell somebody. I'm feeling honored today. Before I die, I will have lived several lifetimes. Okay, Psalm chapter 90, verse 12. So teach us, is a prayer, the psalmist, to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. In other words, help me learn to redeem the time and know the value of every minute of every day. I don't want to waste anything or any opportunity while I'm here on earth to do what I can only do while I'm here on earth. All kind of people around you are going to have opportunities and they're not want to get involved with it. It's going to take time. It's going to take effort. It's going to take prayer. It's going to take work. It's going to cost you money. Praise the Lord. Say it together. I was built for this. I have a good friend in the mountains of Virginia, a family of them. I love those folks a lot. And we have a divine connection by God. Charlie's his first name, one of them. The head of the family. He's in his 80s. He and my dad are good friends. And he had a farm back in the mountain in the hills there and beautiful. And he had a cabin back there and I got to stay in that cabin. There was a great big tree leaning over it. Let's look up at that tree. It's a big tree. It's, I don't know, this big around, Josh. 100 feet tall, more than 100, wasn't it? 125, 150. Was it approaching 180 feet, something like that? No, 150 maybe, okay. But it was leaning over the cabin at a pretty good angle. It was leaning at least 30 degrees, would you say? If it fell, it was gonna fall right on the cabin. Now, lay down in your cabin at night and say this with me, praise the Lord. I don't know how much it weighed, and I wish I'd have videoed it, and I should have measured it once it was down. But it was probably the biggest tree I ever saw for me to be involved in cutting. Now let's look at that tree and say us together, wow. I said, you'll have that cut down. He said, I know, but nobody will cut it. The timber guys won't cut it. I can't get anyone to come in here and cut that tree down. Now perk up on the inside a little bit. Okay, nobody will do that. Go like this. Right now, your spirit man ought to be getting activated. Go ahead and tell somebody, I like a challenge. You mean nobody will cut that tree down? No timber cutters? Nobody will cut that tree down? And I said, I'll cut that tree down. Say again, I'll cut that tree down. Praise the Lord. You got a life full of opportunities. You need to perk up a little bit. And instead of running and ducking and hiding, you need to look at some opportunities and say this with me. I walk by faith. I live on planet Earth. I won't get to cut trees down in heaven. I'd like to cut that one down right now. So I went and found a good tree cutting friend of mine. I highly respect this young man, Josh Browning, loaded my dad up, and we headed out with our tools, and we're going to have a good time. Say it together, this is going to be exciting. It's soft, so a wedge is going to just kind of get sunk in there, and old Josh climbs up there, and we get a cable on it. We get three great, big, strong men that make bear run and put them on a series of pulleys. Had my dad stand back where he wouldn't get crushed, and Josh started cutting. Turn around and tells everybody, this is exciting. I said, now, Dad, you keep your eye on the tree. If you see that tree moving at all, you holler, pull, 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 pull. All of a sudden, my dad's going, pull, 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 pull. That means because at first it's going to the cabin. Now, before we started, I turned to Charlie and I said, you do have this cabin insured, don't you? It's a nice cabin. And he said, oh, yeah. Now, when you're down south, oh, yeah, means not worth a penny. All right, say it with me. Pull, pull, pull! And that tree made a decision to submit. And, oh, I wish I had a video of it. And the silence was incredible. And then, practice, ready? That's what happens when you pray. That's what happens when you pray. Go like this. And the sound, you could feel the ground moving. Hello? You could feel the ground moving. And I have to say that Josh and I had a marvelous time. And Josh got an education all the way down and all the way back. 22 hours in one truck with my dad. God's good. Let's say together, God is good. All right, now I'm going to read this verse again. Come on, worship team, come back. Somebody substitute for Jana, though. She's sort of out in the glory, and she might get lost and not remember the key. We're having fun. Say together, we're having fun. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Let's say it together. I'm made for this. I've been built for this. And I got to tell you, we absolutely had a blast. What'd you cut? Two or more? Two more after that? Three. Big ones. They weren't leaning over the cabin, though. They weren't quite as exciting. They were leaning over the septic system, though. And I just want you to know that Jed in Clampett's was not from that area. Sing a song with me. Come and listen to a story about a man named Jed, poor mountaineer. Oh, you folks are good. Rumor has it some of those folks down there are related to Rhonda. Now moving right along. You can just call her Ellie Mae. All right, now. Oh, it's worth it. Go ahead and say it. It's worth it. Oh, call the church. Just ask for Ellie Mae. All right, let's stand up. You're going to be that bored. Come on, let's stand up. Turn that keyboard up a little bit and turn that one off. Here we go. Now, listen to this. Ephesians 5. See then that you walk carefully, not as fools, but wise. Redeeming the time because the days are evil all around you. Therefore, be not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is for your life. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now you get to make a choice here. Two things. What do you want? I want to be full of the Holy Spirit. Say again, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to get there today. I want to go into the book of Acts. I want to talk about Cornelius' house. I want to talk about prayer. But this is a prelude. Colossians 2, 6 and 7. Colossians 4, 5 and 6. Here's some prophetic words from three people. Two of them, children, God is inside of you. And he is your healer. And I'd like to pray for you today. There's fire here coming through the doors, Pastor. It's coming through these doors like a whirlwind. I'm going to stuff this in Pastor Ignacio's pocket and turn him loose. And I wanted to mention prayer. And how prayer moves mountains. There's a sound that when I hunt, I pray. I like to meditate and study my Bible. I never ask the Lord to send me a deer. I just ask him to help me be swift and accurate. To reward my efforts of preparation, where I'd go out and shoot once a day, one bullet a day in cold, rain, snow, whatever. I often shoot 9 rounds through a handgun before I come into work, just shoot once and regardless of the weather. One time I came in, Jana said, how are you today? I said, I missed one. Don't pray with entitlement. Pray in faith. Don't pray with entitlement. Pray in faith. I walk by faith. Say again, I walk by faith. Why'd you practice one bullet today? Why are you going to practice one bullet tomorrow? And one bullet the next day? And one bullet the next day? I walk by faith. I walk by faith. I walk by faith. On this trip, they had a really nice gun, really nice one. And my son, he said to me, aren't you going to use that? And I said, no. You're not going to use that? I said, no. I haven't shot it yet. I'm using this. Why are you using that? I'm not sure that'll do the job. I said, it'll do the job. And I've been shooting this one every day. And I know exactly what this one will do. So I was with my other son, pulled up and shot. And when the shot was over, he said, well, now we know what that one will do. Come on, offer your prayer up every day and say it with me. Now we know what that one will do. And y'all aren't going to get a chance to do it here on the earth. You get a hold of this, you'll sleep less. You get a hold of this, you'll sit less. You get a hold of this, you'll stop doing less. And you'll get engaged. You and Holy Spirit will be doing a lot. More than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. And people will say, you can't do that. That's impossible. Nobody's willing. Your spirit man will begin to rise up. You find yourself getting stirred. Go like this. Your eyeballs are going to open up a little while. Your pupils are going to begin to dilate. Your heart rate's going to increase. Come on, somebody. And the Spirit of God is going to raise up inside of you. Say it with me. I can do that. I'll do that. I can get that done. Come on now. And this prophetic word from brother in the church here, there is a sound that comes out of your heart of praise. It stirs, the Lord says, my angels to move with my authority and power to answer your prayers. So turn around and tell us about heaven's involved in my life right now. Oh, this morning I felt like the Lord gave me a word of knowledge. I want to pray for the sick, especially if you're fighting cancer or something terminal. And God's stirring up. There's a stirring taking place. And there's some prophetic anointing in you that needs stirred up. And some of you used to prophesy in poetry, and some of you used to write poetry under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and you've laid that down, and the Lord said, I want to stir that prophetic gift up, and I want to stir prophetic anointing up, poetic prophetic anointing, both. Who said you can't prophesy in poetry? Say it with me, I can too. I can too. I magnify, I increase the volume and depth of your unity and praise. Don't walk away when the sound grows louder and stronger. I walk among you and clap and dance in the middle of the crowd. So let's thank the Lord and say yes and amen to that. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, I walk by faith and not by sight. And Galatians 5:16 says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. 1 John 1:7, walk in light. Ephesians 5:2, walk in love. And everybody said, amen. Come on, let's give God praise. Yeah, I walk by faith right here on planet Earth. Praise the Lord. I'm not afraid. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Say this with me. We can do this. We can do this. We can do this. I want you to say this with me. Jesus did everything, said everything with a purpose. Jesus did everything and said everything with a purpose. Why did I want to cut that tree for Charlie? I love Charlie. And Charlie honored me. It's quite a testimony. I didn't feel like I owed him. I just loved him. He donated materials and the time and the equipment to build a fence around the Johns family cemetery on a mountain that no one's been buried in for almost 100 years. And we set all the stones back up. Why to take Josh? He's the best tree cutter I know. He and one other man. Did you pay him? Mm-mm. Did he ask for money? Nope. Why'd you take him? One reason, he's the best tree cutter I know. This is going to take a good one. We talked about where to cut it and how to cut it and drew it out. And he said, you want to cut it? I said, no, I want you to. I'll stand right here. Says in there, everything Jesus did, everything he said, everything he did had a purpose. You think cutting a tree was the object? Turn around and tell somebody, you can do it. You can do what nobody else can do. Come on, tell them again, you can do this. You can do what nobody else can do, because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Why'd you take your dad? What do you think? You think he was the same when he came back? No. You think Charlie was the same after we left? Turn around and tell somebody, there's nothing, nothing that we cannot do in Christ Jesus. Say it again. There's nothing that we cannot do in Christ Jesus. Come on, let's worship the Lord for just a few moments and we're going to close. Let's give God praise. God bless you. Don't be in a hurry to leave. We're going to open up the altars and pray. And you be blessed and be back tonight now between 4 and 6 for fellowship and 6 o'clock tonight for program. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the message. For more information on our available resources and conference information, and to hear more teachings by Pastor Jeff Johns, visit our website at whcc.net. You may also contribute there to the ministries of White Horse Christian Center. Thank you, and have a blessed day.